G'day folks, welcome to a Saturday afternoon, a very windy Saturday afternoon it is too actually. It's really blowing hard and has been since about half past nine, 10 o'clock this morning. Excuse me. Just thought I'd have a bit of a talk today about studio upgrades, since we've done a couple in the last week or so. So if you're not interested in stuff about sound gear and broadcasting and studios and things, feel free to hit the skip button and move on. For those of you that are still with us, there was a couple of things that I wanted to do with the studio, a couple of problems that I had. First of all, the mic stands that I were using were sort of a desktop, it's more like a small tripod type thing, with a slightly adjustable piece so you could adjust the height of the mic. And they just sat on the desk. They had three little rubber feet on each of the legs of the tripod. They worked okay, but there was two problems with them. One was that because of the layout of the desk, I couldn't really sit comfortably and talk into the mic. I had to lean quite a long way forward and sort of do my best impression of a turtle. The other problem with it was that the mic stands tended to pick up noise from the desk, just hum from the laptop hard drives mostly, which was really annoying, because no matter what I did, I ended up having to sort of sit hard drives, external hard drives and or mic stands on towels to try and absorb some of the noise. So that was kind of annoying. The other thing was that we had to keep shifting things around for between when Sean did her show and I did my show. I always used to joke about having to de-shonify the desk before I could broadcast. So I wanted to find a better mic stand. And I wanted something that I could swing around on an arm. And I'd seen these things years ago when I was doing hospital radio. But I wasn't sure if you could still get them or whether the ones that I saw were homemade or what. But I did a bit of research and rang up a place called Music Lab, who I've bought most of my sound gear off in the past. And they said, oh yeah, I know the sort of thing you mean. They're made by Rode and they're called a broadcast arm. So what they essentially are is an arm which you can either clamp to the desk with a G-clamp, or you can drill a small hole in the desk and there's like a bolt that goes through with a locking nut on it, which is what we did so that it's nice and secure. And that attaches to a long arm, which is spring-loaded. So it means that you can move the mic in just about every direction. So on the end of the arm is a standard mic clip for a Shure SM58 type mic. And so our standard mics just fit into it. I can move it left and right. I can swing it up against the wall out of the way when I'm doing amateur radio stuff. We can pull it up, down, left, right, wherever we want, pretty much. So it's nice and makes things nice and easy. And because the mic is away from the desk, there's no nasty hum. I do still have a slight issue. I think the headphone cable might be brushing against the stand a little bit, so I'm just going to have to reposition that. But it's made it a lot easier. I can sit back comfortably in my chair like I'm doing now and, you know, talk quite easily without having to worry about knocking the mic over. The desk is that I'm using is a two level type thing. So I've you've got the normal desk surface and then a smaller shelf above that and sort of slightly further back. So I've mounted the fixing, if you like, for the mic arm on the back of that sort of higher level of the desk. So yeah, really really pleased with how that works. The other problem that I had, well, there were two. One was that I had a really horrible old headphone amp from JCar, which I purchased when I was in Rocky. Kind of discovered I needed one. I had just been using a headphone splitter, but that wasn't working. So I sort of was stuck one Sunday afternoon, desperately needed a headphone amp, and bought this little plastic heap of garbage from JCar for about $20. And I must say, for $20, it's served its purpose reasonably well for the last 18 months. But there were two problems. One was it was extremely noisy, so there was a lot of hiss. And the other issue was that it used an annoying little universal type adapter, you know, with multiple plugs on the end to fit different things. And they used to constantly come out, and then you were always worried about reversing the polarity and getting that wrong and so on and so forth. Plus, it only had one volume for all three sets of headphones. So while I was in music lab, I sort of asked them on the off chance that they had something reasonably priced, and it turns out they did. It cost me $80. It's made by ART, and it's a four. It takes four sets of headphones. Each set of headphones has its own independent volume control, and it's powered by a, you know, it comes with a power supply. It's nice and small, just sort of fits on the back of the desk nicely, and it's really quiet. There's no hiss, no hum, no rattle, and the plugs don't fall out, the power plug. So that sort of solved that little problem and made the whole studio a bit nicer to work in. It's funny, one of those things, you sort of get used to the horrible hissing sound, and then when it's not there, you sort of think, well, this sounds kind of weird. But now that I'm used to it, it's really nice not having it there, because it gives you a much better idea of how things are actually sounding. The third issue that I wanted to fix was that when we're broadcasting, you have to wear two sets of headphones. So I have one set of small earbuds, in-ear type earphones, hooked up to the headphone socket on the laptop, and that gives me my Jaws speech. And then I have another set of bigger Sennheiser over-ear type headphones that I wear, which give me the sound from the mixer. I have tried sort of running Jaws through the mixer, but yeah, I just didn't like how that worked. It was a bit fiddly. So this way sort of works a bit better. The problem was that when you're sitting here for 4 hours and you've got headphones on the whole time, and Sean and I are trying to talk, you know, in between, like while we're playing tracks about what we're going to do in the next voice break, and you know, finding requests for each other and that kind of thing, it makes it a bit hard. It's a bit like that old Monty Python skit with the church bells, where they're going, "Pass the butter knife." What? Pass the butter knife. Gets a bit like that after a while. So I wanted a way of having some monitor speakers in here, so that we could, you know, slip the headphones off if we wanted to have a talk and still be able to hear what was going to air. My problem was that this isn't a broadcast desk. Now, normally, if you've got a fancy desk, console that's designed specifically for broadcasting, they have nice little relays in them. So when you turn the mics on, they immediately cut the audio signal to the amp that's powering the speakers. This desk doesn't do that. It's a generic Yamaha 124X, I think it is. Nice little desk, 12-channel unit, but it's not, you know, it's a general-purpose desk, so you could use it for a small band, or you could use it in a, you know, a hall or that sort of thing. So it doesn't have that capability. It does have control room functionality, but it doesn't have the ability to remotely turn the mics on and off. And I didn't want to be, the speakers on and off. And I didn't want to be in a position where I had to remember to yank down another fader, you know, every time I turn the mics on, or reach up and flick the amp off or something like that. But we came up with quite a good compromise, thanks to the ever helpful Warwick Davies at Music Lab. Basically, what we ended up with for a set of speakers was a set of powered monitor speakers. So they're a little bit like PC speakers in that they, you know, connected to power with a little power supply, and then the right hand speaker powers the left. They're quite a bit better quality than that, though. They're a Fostex brand speaker. They're quite a nice sort of sound, even running them fairly flat with no EQ. And it has a, you know, just takes in a normal stereo. It's got two stereo inputs. One that's, I think, a 6.5 mil or dual 6.5 mil, and the other is single 3.5 mil stereo jack. So that was the speaker sorted. But what he sold us to go with that was a little box. It's only quite small, just sits quite handy sort of next to the left-hand side of the mixer, which is where the mic faders and controls are. And it just has two controls on it, a very large volume knob and a mute button. So it's quite handy because I can leave the volume, I can adjust the volume of the speakers independently of the headphones. And when I want to go to air, I just quickly tap the mute button and then move my hand about 2 inches to the mic faders. So it's nice and convenient. I don't have to try and figure out which fader to adjust on the mixer. I just leave everything on the mixer, sort of cranked up to, you know, fairly close to full volume, and just control the whole thing via this little box. And it's ridiculously simple. It's not powered or anything. It just has two inputs and two outputs. So you just it basically just sits in between the speakers and the control room out sockets on the mixer. And I can turn it up and down. I can mute it, all that sort of stuff. And so it's really made it a lot more convenient, because it means you can, as I say, slip the headphones off if you want to have a talk for a second. When, for instance, Skippy's here and we're doing live requests and things, I'm not sort of stuck here with the headphones on trying to talk to him as well. Also, if you want to quickly duck out and grab a drink of water or something, you can hear whether or not you're still going to air and not sort of panicking that you're not going to be finished your bathroom break or your glass of water before the song ends. So all in all, it's made the whole studio just so much easier to use. It was $400 fairly well spent, and most of the cost of that was the speakers and the broadcast arm. It really has made it a lot better, a lot easier to use. So I am quite pleased with it, because I've sort of got quite a bit of stuff on the desk here, because it's also my amateur radio desk and my work surface and everything else. So everything sort of needs to work. And the problem with it, the way it was before, was that, you know, I'd be on the ham radio and I'd knock the mic stand over for the internet broadcasting, and, you know, it was just cluttered and annoying. So quite happy with how it has turned out now. The other thing I'll just quickly mention for those of you that heard my amateur radio boo a couple of weeks ago about the Ocean or Woxon KGUV920R, I think I mentioned at the time that one of the issues with my particular rig was that it had been limited to Aussie amateur radio frequencies only. Which was a bit of a pain, because, I mean, I couldn't listen to the VHF Marine or UHF CB and those sorts of things. I don't spend a lot of time, I don't want to transmit on them, but it's nice just to be able to listen, especially when you've got a nice antenna on the roof and you can pick stuff up. I have now managed to get, thanks to an online Yahoo group, a piece of software which will unlock the VFOs for me. So I can sort of make it nice and open and go from 136 to 174 megahertz on VHF and 400 to 480 megahertz on UHF. So that sort of will open things up. And the software is not bad. You can adjust both the receive and transmit capability. So you can have it so that you can't accidentally transmit in the wrong spot, but you can receive all over the band. So, quite pleased with that now. I've also had a bit of time to spend looking through the manual, and it is quite easy to use from the keypad of the radio, or the keypad on the mic. I thought it was going to be a little bit painful, but it's actually not bad, because you can manually enter the channel number that you want, or the frequency that you want, and that's easier than counting clicks using the little rotary dial. So things are coming along quite well there as well, getting this little room sorted out how we want it, and everything is kind of finally working quite nicely. All right, that was all I wanted to say. If you have any questions about any of the gear that we've put in here, model numbers, prices, general info, feel free to message me and I will help you wherever I can. Certainly I can recommend these broadcast arms as a way of getting your mics out of the way. They work really well. All right, well, you'll have a wonderful weekend, what's left of it. We're about to head around to my sister's place for a few drinks and some nibbles, and her partner Sam has got, Sean and I got him a smoker like mine for his birthday, so we're going to go and give that a run and smoke some stuff, so to speak. And I'm not talking about illegal vegetable matter. I think we're smoking some sausages. So we'll let you know how that goes. And we will be on air at our usual time tomorrow afternoon in Oz. That's 6 p.m. Australian, 4 a.m. US Eastern, with Jump the Ditch. So hopefully we will catch some of you then. Bye for now.